This week we will discuss being earnest. Shlomo HaMelech writes, "An arrogant sinner is a scoffer, for he will constantly scoff others and ignore rebuke. Leitzonus, mockery, is a negative trait and is forbidden." Rabbeinu Yoina explains that a leitz is one who is forever involved in idle talk, mocks others, and ridicules what they do and say. This negative trait comes from a lack of Yiras Shamayim and from Prikas Oil. Chazal say that one leitzonos can undo the effect of 100 reproofs. The tzaddik Mendel Rimanover would say, with leitzonos one can rebuff anything. He once pointed out the window towards the sky and said, one can even deny that it is the sky. Every generation has leitzonim. During the time of David HaMelech, scoffers would stand by his windows and taunt him, "David, when will the Beis HaMikdash be built? When are we going to the house of Hashem?" David HaMelech would say that although these people have come to anger him, he rejoices that they talk about the Beis HaMikdash. Korach, using leitzonos, attempted to gain the Yidden's support against Moshe Rabbeinu. Gathering a crowd, he spun a story. "In my neighborhood, there was a widow who lived with her two daughters and owned a field. When she wanted to plow, Moshe Rabbeinu warned her not to plow with an ox and donkey together. And when the earth was ready to be planted, he came to tell her not to plant kelayim. When the harvesting season arrived, the widow was instructed to put aside leket, shikha, and peah. And after the produce was processed into flour, Moshe Rabbeinu reminded her to give truma and meiser, which she did. To ease her burden, the widow decided to sell the field and buy two lambs, hoping to be able to enjoy the profits of their wool. When the lambs gave birth, Aaron HaKohen came to ask for the firstborn, saying that this is what Hashem has instructed. The time came to shear the animals, and Aaron was back, asking for the wool that was shorn first. Completely frustrated, the widow cried out, 'I have no more energy for this man, I will just shecht the lambs and eat them.' Once the animals were shechted, Aaron asked for certain parts of the animals. On hearing this, the widow moaned, 'Even now that I've shechted the lambs, I have no peace. I give them up to Hashem, chirem laHashem.' Aaron said, 'Now it is all mine, for Hashem said that all chirem belongs to me.' He took the animals and left the widow crying with her two daughters. This is how Korach ridiculed everything holy." In a letter to his chassidim, the Alter Rebbe sharply rebuked them for ridiculing others who were unlike them. He describes the negative effects of leitzonos, which can bring suffering and death, rachmano litzlan, and that whenever in doubt, one should be stringent. The Mittler Rebbe writes that although leitzonos is not an actual aveda, it is worse than an aveda. When one commits an aveda because his yetzahara wins him over, or even due to a lack of belief that Hashem is watching, it is likely that he will do tshuva. However, a person who takes everything lightly will not easily do tshuva. Although he may not have evil intentions, it is the complete opposite of fearing Hashem, and he therefore is unable to see the Shechina or accept reproof. In Yechidus, the Rebbe advised a bachur who suffered from leitzonos to learn the Sefer Derech Chaim of the Mittler Rebbe and to engage himself in the Avodah of davening. Chazal say there is one type of leitzonos which is good, the mockery of Avodah Zarah and other negative things. Eliyahu HaNavi and the false Nevi'im of the Baal gathered on Har HaKarmel to see which Mizbeach would light on fire, thus proving that their way of life is the correct one. The false Nevi'im called out to their Avodah Zarah, asking that their Mizbeach be lit, but nothing happened. Eliyahu HaNavi poked fun at them, saying, "Cry out loudly, maybe he is conversing or sitting in the bathroom. Perhaps he is sleeping and you will wake him up." Chazal say that scoffers are amongst those who do not merit to see the Shechina. Rabbi Elazar said, "Whoever mocks, suffering will come upon him." Rava would plead with some of the Chachamim not to scorn, so that they be spared affliction. Regarding one who speaks this way, Rav Katina said that his sustenance is lessened, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said that he will fall in Gehenim. A short time after Rabbi Yesa arrived in Eretz Yisrael, as he was on his way to the bathhouse in Tveria, a letz approached him and slapped his neck. "I strengthened your neck," the man sneered, "but you will still need to set it right when you go into the bath." Rabbi Yesa walked away and entered the bath. The letz proceeded to a nearby courthouse where a judge was condemning a man for murder and observed the procedure with a smirk on his face. When the judge asked the thief who had been his accomplice, the thief pointed his finger at the smirking man. The latter was taken away and tortured until he admitted to the murder. When the two men were being led to be hanged, they encountered Rabbi Yehuda leaving the bathhouse. Seeing Rabbi Yehuda, the latter complained about his current state, to which Rabbi Yehuda replied, "I am not accountable for your death. You have brought it upon yourself through your latzonus. Don't you know what the Navi says? Do not mock another, lest your suffering increase." Rabbi Yankov, the grandson of the Tzaddik Rabbi Strasheller, a great Talmud of the Alter Rebbe, once came to a city and davened with great hislavos and many motions as he usually did. Seeing this, an observer chuckled to himself, and from that moment on he was stricken with laughing attacks, laughing for hours without let up until he felt that he was going to pass out. He went to doctors, but they were unable to find a cure and could not fathom from where such a sickness came. Once this man commented to his father that it had all begun after he had laughed at Rabbi Yankov. The father rushed to the tzaddik and with tears in his eyes begged forgiveness for his son and asked that the sickness be taken away. Rabbi Yankov responded, "I also find it amusing." And the man was healed from his laughing attacks. When the Maharin, Rabbi Yisrael Noyach, the Tzemach Tzedek's son, would travel through cities in Russia, the local Yidden would come to receive his brachos. Once, a Yid who was adverse to Hasidim wanted to make a mockery of the Maharin, so although he already had a number of children, he presented himself as a childless man and requested a bracha. The Maharin responded, "Oi, it's truly not good to leave this world without children." Unfortunately, all this man's children died during his lifetime. The man would later cry, "For that one leitzonus, I lost all my children." When the Tzaddik Reb Motel of Chernobyl would receive women for brachas, he would have his talus drawn over his head. Once, as he arrived in a town, two men thought to play a trick on him. They took a Goyish woman, dressed her up as a Yiddish woman, and had her approach the Tzaddik. Reb Motel immediately sensed what had been done and exclaimed, "Kemoyhem yiyu oiseyhem, the makers should be like them," referring to those who make Avodah Zarah. Not long after, the two men abandoned Yiddishkeit, Rachmana Litzlan. Rabbi Akiva would say, "Do not spend time among Leitzim so that you not learn from their ways." Rabbeinu HaKadosh instructed his children, "Do not live in the city of Shchantziv, for it is inhabited with Leitzim, and you might learn from their ways." The Rambam writes, "One who is interested in cultivating proper behavior should keep away and not speak to Leitzim. For the scoffers and wicked begin with foolish talk, eventually coming to speak derogatively about tzaddikim. This leads them to speak about the Nevi'im and find fault in their words, and in the end they come to speak against Hashem himself." Many times the Rebbe mentioned the need to ignore scoffers. The Rebbe pointed out that the first seif of the first siman of the first sefer of Shulchan Aruch says, "Al yevoish mipnei hamaligim, do not be embarrassed of scoffers, for this is the foundation of keeping the entire Shulchan Aruch."